Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Fitz University. Hello once again, Professor Shoup.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you?
I am most well, thank you, and very interested to know what you are going to tell me about the travel ban imposed by Israel.
Yeah, you know, there are two topics around Jewish dinner tables. The one is the travel ban from Israel, and the second one is the so-called Indian variant. So I'll talk about that tomorrow. So let me talk today about the Israel travel ban. Just for those who don't know, very recently Israel imposed a travel ban on selected seven countries: India, Mexico, Brazil, Ukraine, Turkey, and of course South Africa. So there are a lot of kind of questions, but basically what it means is that Israelis cannot travel to these seven countries. If they are in transit, it has to be a layover of less than 12 hours. Those that are returning will have to go into isolation for 10 days and two negative tests, irrespective of whether they've been vaccinated, irrespective of whether they've recovered. Or 14 days isolation if there's one negative test. So it's quite a stringent requirement for Israelis coming. And of course they're not allowed to go, but if they do have to return for whatever reason. And of course South Africans cannot travel to Israel either. Now this has caused a tremendous amount of distress and a lot of hardship with quite a number of families. And I've heard of quite a few where they're really kind of very, very upsetting kind of situations, not being able to go to weddings and so on and so forth. There is an application for extraordinary humanitarian purpose, but that's really a tiny little loophole, and I think it's only going to be opened for very, very rare and very unusual circumstances. So then the questions come, why, you know, Israel, which is the leading country in the world, they've immunized 58% of the population. The nearest country is about under 40%. So they're way ahead in terms of immunization carry. Over 5 million people have already been fully vaccinated. The IDF is, in fact, corona-free. So why, you know, they should be really opening up rather than closing down their borders. That's the one question, of course, that a lot of people are asking. And then also, why South Africa? You know, at the moment we're kind of at a pretty low transmission level. You know, what's the risk? What's the hazard? And of course, it all boils down to this particular variant, which we've spoken about so often, the B1.351 or 501 V2 variant. That is the problem. Now, in Israel, it has been found in Israel, but really in a tiny amount, probably about 1% or even less than 1%. And it's probably relatively insignificant. And of course, one may make the argument, everybody's been in Israel who have been vaccinated with Pfizer. And we know from our South African experience that Pfizer does work against the variant. And also, of course, they could impose airport screening procedures. But, you know, the problem is this. They have been so successful in controlling. They're a world leader. The last thing what they want is to establish B351 in Israel. That would really be a disaster. So I think the risk is relatively small, but the consequence, if that risk does eventuate, would be catastrophic. And we actually met with them yesterday, and now, clearly they do have a cogent reason for imposing this fairly draconian travel ban. They just cannot afford to kind of, particularly 351. The B351 is the most serious variant of concern of all the variants, much more so than the Indian variant, which I'll deal with tomorrow.
Professor, I may happen to know somebody. In fact, it might even be my very own self who booked a ticket to Israel in December, thinking everything will be fine by then. Asking you, because I've got a massive personal interest in this, on a percentage basis, my chances of traveling to Israel are what? 10%, 80%, or 2%?
I'd say 0%.
No, December.
December, the end of the year. Oh, sorry. I think probably good. I think it's probably good at that in December. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give it 70%.
Prof, you've made my day. Thank you so very, very much. Asking for a friend, says he, lying through his teeth, asking for himself. Thank you, Professor Shub. And, we'll chat about the Indian variant tomorrow.
Okay, great. All the best, Sam.